In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Michael Williams, a retired cotton extension entomologist who compiles the Cotton Insect Lost Report. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Over the years, we've always thought insects would take 10-15% of the crop. Well, in the last 5 or 6 years, that has not been the case. We've done a good job of managing and of taking care of pest problems, and we've got them down. And even though we have some things that give us a lot of problem, we've got them down now to where they don't cause the kind of damage that we traditionally have seen in times past. Times of the bollworm, budworm, when they were really hurting us bad, we could look for 8, 10, 12% loss. And that just hasn't occurred since we've gotten those two complexes managed.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Ligus, for the first time ever, was number one. Traditionally, boll weevil, boll worm had always been 1-2 until we got rid of the boll weevil. Now we're beginning to see boll worm go down. And so ligus gave us the highest percent loss this year, ranked number one in pests in the U.S. crop. At about 1.8%, boll worm and boll worm budworm came in second, about 0.7% loss. And then third was stink bug. Thrips, always a problem for us. About 85% of our acres are infested by some kind of thrips every year, and they're hanging in there at number four. We're still only looking at less than 4% loss, period.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Roy Parker down in the Gulf Coast region of Texas is showing a green myriad that's causing some problems. This is kind of one that he's reported 2 or 3 years. And then the Arizona group has reported a pale-sided flea beetle. Occasionally we see things like darkling beetles as pests. Clouded plant bugs in the Mid-South is probably a pest that bears watching. And it's one of those things that one year it's there, the next year it's not.